All right, well, we're going to move on now to our next big focus this evening. After 6 decades in service, the Indian Air Force is now going to be retiring the MiG-21 aircraft. We'll tell you the legacy of this aircraft and why this move is so important. More than 6 decades after the Indian Air Force first inducted the MiG-21 aircraft, a fighter which is essentially synonymous with the Indian Air Force, the legacy fighter will finally be retired from service in September. The Indian Air Force has used the MiG-21 extensively. It's fought in several wars, right down to the day after Balakot, when Abhinandan used a MiG-21 to get into Pakistan, to target Pakistani aircraft. It's got a mixed reputation. On the one hand, it joined at a time when the Indian Air Force didn't really have very many options available before it in terms of getting aircraft in sizable numbers. Hundreds of these were manufactured by Hindustan Aeronautics, but at some stages it's been a difficult aircraft to fly. There have been several pilots who sadly lost their lives as well. But it is part of the ethos, it is part of the legacy of the Indian Air Force, and there won't be any IAF officer who will not swear by this platform and what it has meant for the service. Joining us now, a very special guest, Air Marshal Anil Khosla. He's a former Vice Chief of the Indian Air Force, and like what, two-thirds of all fighter pilots of the Indian Air Force has had the experience of flying on a MiG-21. Sir, what does it feel like today for you to know that the MiG-21, which has been so much a part of the IAF, is now finally going to be retired next month?
Yeah, Vishnu, MiG-21 is very, very close to the heart, as you brought out, I think, in the entire Air Force, at least this lot, and pilots who have retired in the last 15, 20 years have gone through MiG-21. And, I feel as if, one of my limbs is being cut off. That sort of feeling coming in, this aircraft is that close to heart. And you brought out many things that it's a difficult aircraft to fly. Of course, it's a very exhilarating and very, very demanding aircraft to fly. And you have to be totally 100% with it. You cannot afford to have your lapse of concentration ever. It's a great aircraft to fly. And especially in combat, the visual combat of yesteryears, you could throw the aircraft around in the air.
Do you have any one memory of any sortie which you have flown on the MiG-21 that comes to mind? A challenging scenario, a difficult scenario, or an exhilarating one?
Yeah, I've got many memories of MiG-21. Some very good memories and some are, hair-raising memories. I had a share of all sort of memories on MiG-21. The most thrilling memories are of TACD, when I used to fly combat sorties on MiG-21, 2 versus 1 to 4 versus 2 to larger combat missions, throwing the aircraft around. And those days, the combat was like Top Gun movie, visual combat. With the gun tactics and all, combat aircraft used to mill around within a sphere of 4 to 5 kilometers, unlike these days where you were launching weapons at 150 kilometers away from the enemy. So I have got a lot of good memories of MiG-21. Of course, the hair-raising ones are also there, where takeoff and landing, you have to be very, very careful. The speeds are very high and any one mistake can lead to a disaster. So those memories also there, where the heart skipped a beat, and God willing, we survived through all those
situations. Can you describe for our viewers the experience of landing at well more than 300 kilometers per hour in a fairly small, in fact, it is quite tiny, jet, the MiG-21?
Yeah, correct. MiG-21 is actually, if you see the shape, if you can see the model which I'm showing, it's like a dartboard, or you can say like a rocket. With the, two wings attached to it and one tail attached to it. And that dartboard, that is what made the difference. That's how it could attain a speed of almost 2 Mach. And it was the supersonic aircraft, a very good design of its time. It was meant for air defense duties for very fast acceleration and high speeds. And that is what it is meant for. So landing speed is also high, but that creates a little bit of a problem for the pilots, in the sense that at those landing speeds, a little bit of mishandling can create problems So this aircraft was basically designed for air defense, but subsequently it was optimized for utilization, ground attack, electronic warfare, reconnaissance, and a whole lot of roles. And it proved to be one of the best designs. It was the backbone of the Indian Air Force in those times.
And, you're talking about its role in combat. In 1971, it played a huge role, even strafing bombing targets on the ground. And this is what the Indian Air Force did. We adapted an air superiority fighter for ground attack roles. Could you tell us a little bit about the evolution of the platform in the IAF?
Yeah, so before that, just let me cover 1 second. You talked about 1971. 65 war, it was basically in the formative years. It had just been inducted 2 years before. The numbers were less and the training was going on. So main role, it was air defense. And but it proved a lot of, it had a lot of deterrence value. The enemy always avoided the MiG-21 in those days. 1971, it had a very, very decisive role. We had trained, we had inducted. It was the backbone of the aircraft, and the aircraft had evolved into many roles, as I covered earlier. And it took part in all these roles in 1971. If you remember the famous photograph of a rocket attack on Governor's House in Dhaka, which is considered to be the pivotal point or the point of, decision point of Bangladesh being born. And after that also, it has taken part in many, and the aircraft has evolved over the years. Unfortunately, we had to continue flying it for a very, very long time due to various reasons. And in this period also, it has evolved. If you see in the Indian Air Force, I have flown 5 variants of MiG-21s, starting from Type 77, then ground attack Type 96, air defense Type 75, and then coming to Bison, the upgrade version. So the aircraft evolved in its avatar many times, and its role also kept increasing.
The Bison, which is now going to be retired, is an altogether different aircraft. It fires fairly long range, beyond visual range missiles, a new radar, a decent radar warning receiver. A jammer can be carried as well. It's a complete transformation of that legacy platform, right? It was relevant till recently, I would suggest.
Yeah, Vishnu, you're right. When the aircraft was inducted, it was a very, very simple aircraft. I mean, hardly any avionics to talk about. The radar was very primitive. The weapons were very short range. The air-to-air missile, air-to-ground, whatever weapons we introduced, they were all, dumb bombs and rockets. As the air warfare evolved, although we continued flying the platform, but there was a need to put advanced avionics into it for weapon control systems, for coordination of the weapons, for survivability, the electronic suits, the EW, this thing. So a whole lot of electronics and avionics had to be put in for that. It remains relevant for the war as it was evolving over the years. So that is how the Bison upgrade took place, the MiG-21 upgrade, and the Bison was the result of it, which stayed relevant till now. I mean, we are the only country which is flying now. It is 19 September. It is being phased out finally, totally from the Indian Air Force. But it stayed relevant till date.
Air Marshal, there was also that fantastic story of how we use the MiG-21 effectively in exercises against the Americans. As a small aircraft, can you tell us about how those MiG-21s caught American F-15s by surprise?
Yeah, so what happens is in these exercises, a lot of aircraft do take part and the rules of engagement are pre-decided. And however, MiG-21 is considered as the underdog because it's older aircraft, and the newer aircraft, the advanced air forces are bringing in newer aircraft in these exercises. So they don't expect much out of it. And that is where they go wrong. And when they realize that the human and machine interface of Indian Air Force is very good, where the pilots and the machine both are, meshed with each other, and the training status is so good. And secondly, the upgrades which we keep doing. So that is what they got surprised. But I'll, a word of caution here. When we do these exercises, the aim is to learn the best practices, and all the rules of engagement and the weapon and aircraft envelopes and generally are pre-decided before starting the exercise.
But sir, that is never enough to prevent fighter jocks like you from claiming how you knocked out F-15s. That goes with the territory.
Yeah. Of course, after the mission, you know, you have to get your hands up, and especially after a drink, the hands go even more wilder, and that is the fun part of the flying. You know, not only the during the flying, but post-flying debrief and recollection of the combat and the maneuvers.
A final question on a more poignant note, and a sad one, but I think we need to reflect on it as well. You would have lost friends in MiG-21 crashes. Sometimes pilot error, sometimes mechanical error, possibly in combat as well. And the numbers are very, very large. So is that not, you know, a sad reality that we have to accept as we say goodbye to the MiG-21s?
Absolutely, Vishnu. I've lost friends. I've seen aircraft going down right in front of my eyes, in younger years, very early in my career. And we were the first ones to reach the crash site. Which was a horrifying experience. Thereafter also I've been dealing with it throughout my service career of 40 years till retirement. And unfortunately, see, the MiG-21 was the backbone of the aircraft. At one time, we were flying 800 plus aircraft. The quantum of flying was very, very large. Now, if you take the MiG-21 accidents and compare it with the quantum of flying, you know, the message is not alarming, but somehow it caught the media attention because there was a phase when there was a problem with the aircraft. The HL was producing under license and we lost some in quick succession, and that caught the attention. The third thing is, you know, there are various MiG series, you know, MiG-21, MiG-23, MiG-25, MiG-27. Unfortunately, any accident got covered as MiG-21.
Right.
So it got the bad name as such. But of course, we had a problem with it. And the aircraft, if you continue flying for so long, supply chain issues are there, space unreliability is there. But we were, in a situation where we had to continue flying it for more than required. So overall, I will say it had its share of bad luck also, but it has served its purpose, and it proved it came in a time when Indian Air Force desperately needed it, and it has proved well its tenure in the Indian Air Force.
All right, Air Marshal Khosla, wonderful speaking to you. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Thanks very much.
Thank you.